Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom biex xewqat tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba. Program li jagħti ħarsa lil aħħar ġrajiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
Lodwa tajba jena Jasmine Saliba, nsalmu l-komun il-għakom għal-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimgħa tal-programm il-Balomba. Il-programm il-Balomba lillum ser ikun qiegħed jiffoka fuq jum importanti, fuq pass importanti li ġie imħabbar iktar kmieni matul dawn l-aħħar jiem. Il-futur ta' l-Ewropa, ġifieri il-mod kif l-Ewropa ser tkun qiegħda tindirizza l-ħidma tagħha. Dan joħodna lura lejn waħda mill-deċiżjonijiet li kienet ittieħdet fil- leġislatura biex ngħidu hekk fil-żmien il-Kummissjoni ta' Juncker u li permezz tagħha wara r-riżultati elettorali tal-Parlament Ewropew u anke fid-dawl ta' Ingilterra ta' Ewropa li kienet hemm tgħix il-fatt li kellek itluq ta' pajjiż, ċe r-Renju Unit minn din il-familja, bdiet tagħmel numru ta' mistoqsijiet u kien hemm numru ta' xenarji u numru ta' aspetti. U tul dan iż-żmien wara li ġie finalizzat u sanzjonat il-Brexit wara li kien hemm il-qbil waħt hemm teething problems naħseb u mhux teething biss ta' dras possibilment u ta' kull tip ieħor ta' parti oħra tal-ħanek sakemm jiġu stabiliti kif ħajkunu relazzjonijiet, però kien hemm importanza li tħares lejn il-futur innifsu ta' l-Ewropa. U dak kien riżultat ta' xenarji li ġew preżentati minn din l-istess kummissjoni. U fil-ċirkostanzi ta' dan kollu kien qiegħed jiġi ippreżentat il-każ u l-possibilità illi ikun hemm sitwazzjoni illi permezz tagħha tibda forum, jibda proċess illi permezz tiegħu issir analiżi dwar x'ser ikun il-futur ta' dan il-proġett politiku, ekonomiku, soċjali. Proġett li għana wkoll bħala Maltin parti minnu. Il-futur tal-Ewropa li l-ftehim dwaru sar kien iffirmat il-ġimgħa li għaddiet f'seduta sessjoni plenarja partikolari tal-Parlament Ewropew u li għalija l-firmatari kienu l-President tal-Parlament Ewropew David Sassoli, il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen u anka il-Prim Ministru tal-Portugal jew il-President tal-Kunsill tal-Ewropa fil-moment. Tabħalissa. Għana sejrin nisimaw f'dan il-moment l-ewwel nett ħadna kummenti mingħand Dr. Elena Grech propju qabel kellha ssir din iċ-ċerimonja Dr. Elena Grech kap ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta dwar x'intqal dwar x'kellu anzi t-tifsira u l-ħsieb dwar dan. Nisimgħu x'kellha xi tgħid Dr. Grech.
Kif forsi semmija jiftakru madwar 3 snin ilu f'waqt il-Presidenza ta' Malta tal-Unjoni Ewropea kien ġi ċċelebrat anniversarju importanti 70 sena mit-twaqqif tal-Unjoni Ewropea u dak iż-żmien kien hemm white paper b'diversi proposti ta' kif wieħed jixtieq li tkun din l-Unjoni Ewropea li aħna parti minnha fil-futur. Kien żmien ukoll ta' riflessjoni minħabba l-ħruġ tal-Renju Unit mill-Unjoni Ewropea. Allura kien ftit xokk is-sistema żda bħal meta jkollok tifel li jitlaq mid-dar tgħid ħanara x'għamil ħażin. Allura ovvjament kien spunt tajjeb biex tiffetaħ din id-diskussjoni. Kien intlaħaq qbil li ikun hemm konferenza dwar il-futur tal-Unjoni Ewropea u ilu li suppost bdiet din il-konferenza madwar sena, imma mbagħad ovvjament faqgħet il-COVID u kif jgħid l-Ingliż the rest is history. Għax l-idea ta' din il-konferenza kienet dejjem li jiġu involuti ċittadini direttament f'diskussjonijiet taħdidiet u biex jafu l-idea tagħhom dwar x'ixtieq huma mill-Unjoni Ewropea, ma ovvjament attivitajiet fiżiċi huma diffiċli li jsiru. Il-konferenza propjament kellha tingħata bidu sena l-oħra taħt il-Presidenza Ġermaniża biex imbagħad tingħalaq taħt il-Presidenza Franċiża fl-2022. issa qisu kważi kważi tlisna sena. Kien hemm ftit diskussjoni u titubanza wkoll fuq min se jkun qed jippresidi fuq din il-konferenza. Il-Parlament Ewropew ħassew li billi huma l-unika istituzzjoni li hija verament li verament tirrifletti dak li jixtiequ t-tittadini tal-Unjoni Ewropea x'il-membri tagħha huma dawk li huma direttament eletti. Mill-Unjoni mill-ċittadini u l-Parlament Ewropew ħass li l-President għandha tkun fideh, però il-persuna li kien qed jipproponi bħala President li Dieter Hofstadt, ex-Prim Ministru tal-Belġu, il-Kunsill ma setax jaċċettaha huwa meqjus bħala bniedem li għandu viżjoni wisq federalista tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Għalhekk issa wara ħafna taħdidiet il-Presidenza tal-Portugal irnexxiela sibqbil u proprju llum se tiġi tiffirmata dekjarazzjoni fi Strasburgu fejn qed jintaqa' l-plenarja tal-Parlament Ewropew bħalissa bejn it-tliet presidenti tat-tliet istituzzjonijiet prinċipali tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Għandek lil Davide Sassoli tal-Parlament Ewropew, lil Ursula von der Leyen għall-Kummissjoni Ewropea u il-President tal-Portugal bħala il-President tal-Kunsill għax għandhom il-Portugal palissa għandu l-Presidenza tal-Kunsill tal-Unjoni Ewropea.
X'nistennew fid-diskussjonijiet li ser jiżvolġu issa f'dan il-kuntest?
Mela, id-dikjerazzjoni li se tiġi ffirmata llum hi tindirizza tindika kif għandha titmexxa din il-konferenza. Għall-ewwel darba dak kulħadd naħseb sema bis-survey tal-Eurobarometer, b'sondaġġi tal-Eurobarometer li jsiru regolarment. Għall-ewwel darba sar sondaġġ konġunt, soltu sondaġġi jsiru minn waħda mill-istituzzjonijiet, fil-Kummissjonhom waħda mill-istituzzjonijiet. Għall-ewwel darba sar sondaġġ konġunt bejn il-Parlament Ewropew u l-Kummissjoni Ewropea dan sar f'Ottubru Novembru tas-sena l-oħra. U 92% ta' dawk kollha intervistati li huwa perċentwal għoli ħafna. Uraw xoqa illi huma jkollhom sej, jkollhom l-opportunità li jesprimu ruhom dwar x'Unjoni Ewropea jixtiequ futur. Li huwa numri huwa numru pożittiv ħafna. Ovvjament il-pandemija tal-COVID resqet ftit iktar l-Unjoni Ewropea flimkien, to a certain extent, rajna fil-bidu meta faqqet il-pandemija kemm okay, għall-bidu ġara dak kollu li mhux suppost isir taħt Unjoni Ewropea li nagħlqu l-frontieri, kulħadd jaħżen l-affarijiet tiegħu u insomma kulħadd jafx ġara. Però mbagħad qisu meta għadda l-ewwel xokk kulħadd beda jara kif se nagħmlu biex ngħinu l xuxin għax flimkien noħorġu minnha aħjar u għadna qed naraw llum anka bil-vaċċin. L-istorja tal-vaċċin. Malgrado d-diffikultajiet li kien hemm f'ċerti każi. Però il-pandemija kienet xi ħaġa li rafforzat ħafna l-opinjoni tal-ċittadini Ewropej kemm huwa utli li tkun fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Però ovvjament bħal kull ħaġa ħajja oħra hemm bżonn li tibbidel u tadatta żminijiet li qegħdin ngħixu fihom. Id-diskussjonijiet se jibdew isiru l-opportunitajiet biex qed jesprimi ruħu ħajkunu varji. L-ewwel qed inħolqot pjattaforma online li għandha diversi modi kif wieħed jista' jesprimi ruħu jew billi jorganizza attivitajiet u fl-entità tiegħu, pereżempju nagħtu mod inti qiegħed fi grupp ta' studenti u fi grupp ta' pensjonanti u qiegħed fi grupp. U tħoss illi tixtieq toħloq attività biex tiġi diskussa għandek idejat x'jista' jsir fuq livell ta' Unjoni Ewropea. Tista' tistagħmilha, tista' tagħti l-opinjonijiet tiegħek personali u anka tista' tikkummenta fuq attivitajiet oħra li qed isiru jew fuq affarijiet li qed isiru online, ikun hemm attivitajiet li se jsiru anke online. Se tkun available bis 27 lingwa, ġifieri inti kull ma tikteb tista' tagħżel li tiktbu bil-lingwa li trid min qed jaqraħ bil-lingwa li jritu. Jiġifieri hija pjattaforma veri user friendly u l-intenzjoni li kien hemm partecipazzjoni wiesa' kemm jista' jkun.
Wara l-kummenti ta' Dr. Grech, se nisimgħu issa l-kummenti li għamel il-President tal-Parlament Ewropew, Dr. David Sassoli, u għal nagħmlu traduzzjoni ta' dak li qal fil-ċerimonja tal-firma.
Welcome Prime Minister Antonio Costa and President Ursula von der Leyen, who are here today in the chamber for this ceremony, which is marking an important day for European democracy. Today we're signing the joint declaration in which our three institutions commit themselves to launching the conference on the future of Europe on the 9th of May. I'd like to thank Prime Minister Costa, who has been personally involved in the negotiations, so that an agreement could be reached between the Parliament, the Commission and the Council. We're finally getting started, colleagues. The Conference on the Future of Europe will be a unique opportunity for all European citizens, civil society, and for the possibility to decide on our future. We need to open this up, and we want to put citizens and civil society, but also national parliaments, at the heart of the process. We want regions, local players, social partners, the academic world, young people to be involved too. This conference will be a new forum for debate in which European citizens will have a special role to play, because they are the first that have a stake in the future of the European project. We're putting European citizens at the heart of this project. We're consulting them, we're involving them in all the debates of the conference, and this will give them an opportunity to discuss the things that they hold dear. We commit ourselves to listen to their expectations, their concerns and their ideas, and that's why the conference is going to be an innovative event that could be a game changer. The pandemic is striking our citizens hard. The self-employed, women, the elderly, young people, the health sector, our economies have been struck, our schools have been affected, jobs as well. During the last year, all Europeans have seen their daily lives turned upside down. Europe is going through a difficult, dramatic time, but the solidarity that Europe embodies cannot be the only response to this crisis. Europe, we will be at the heart of the economic and social recovery, and we will also be at the heart of the vaccination strategy. A joint and solidarity-based approach is the only way for us to move forward. The expectations of our citizens vis-à-vis Europe are stronger than ever now, and in this context, it is essential to continue to give Europe the right tools to respond to these expectations, these demands for solidarity. We need to prepare for future challenges. And that's why the conference is important. It needs to be a moment of reflection so that we can draw the lessons from the crisis, but also boost our democracy. Europe needs to be able to tackle global challenges and adapt to a changing world. But in order to do that, it'll need the means to be more effective, more democratic, more flexible, more resilient. Democracy is fragile, as was shown last January in Washington. And the functions of democracy need to be defended. We need to protect the common good and guarantee participation, transparency and the involvement of citizens in our democratic life. We need to ensure that there is participation in our society. We need to renew our democratic pact and our link with society. Here we're creating a genuine European public space. We've seen that already during what happened this year. The crisis revealed that public opinion is more pro-European than ever. We're aware of our unity and we're aware that we have a common destiny. These are things that are shared by the majority of citizens and decision makers in Europe. What we now have to do is establish the basis for a new European social contract. We need to strengthen Europe so that we no longer suffer when crises emerge. We need to have the strategic tools and capacities available in order to ensure that Europe is more resilient. We need to listen, discuss and change Europe together. And that's what our three institutions have committed to do. And today we're launching the Conference on the Future of Europe, which will kick off on the 9th of May. We are committed also to ensuring clear follow-up to the recommendations and conclusions that the conference will produce. It's essential for this exercise to lead to clear actions. We need legislative changes and treaty changes, if that's what citizens want. We're committed to having no taboos. We want to ensure that the results will show a real view of our European project, our credibility as representatives of our institutions and citizens is at stake. Our future is at stake here, as is the future of our democracy. This is an opportunity to rediscover the soul of the European project and bring it alive. So we would invite all European citizens to get involved in the conference and build the Europe of tomorrow so that it can become their Europe. Thank you.
Fedna aktar kien ibkellimi ieħor għal din l-okkażjoni kien il-Prim Ministru tal-Portugal, Sur Costa, li bħalissa l-Portugal għandha l-Presidenza tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Nisimgħu x'kellu xi jgħid.
President of European Parliament, Madam President of the European Commission, ladies and gentlemen, members of the European Parliament, across the whole of Europe. We're experiencing a pandemic has led to the greatest economic and social crisis since the Second World War, with our hospitals, our health professionals fighting to save lives on a daily basis. We're racing against the clock with vaccinations. Millions of workers are losing their jobs, and thousands of companies are running the risk of going bankrupt. With the uncertainty and the fear that is now our everyday backdrop, starting the conference on the future of Europe is a sign of hope for the future that we want for all of Europe. We have confidence that we will overcome the pandemic, that we will escape from this crisis. We hope that together we will be able to build a Europe for the future, a fair Europe, a green Europe, a digital Europe. We therefore welcome the fact that it's been possible to break the deadlock that paralyzed us. And here I'd like to express my thanks to everybody, those here in the European Parliament, in the Commission, in the Council, who worked to be able to achieve this agreement. We are aware of the fact that we don't all have the same vision for a future Europe or Europe for the future. But that's exactly why the Conference on the Future of Europe will be a decisive point in time for being able to discuss this without any taboos, bringing together our different visions. It's only in this way that we can overcome differences and strengthen what brings us together. And that is what has always happened during the almost 64 years that have passed since the Treaty of Rome. And the time to move is now, because we have to start preparing now to recover from the pandemic and to ensure that when that happens, we will be ready and don't waste a second in building for the future. The union needs to be strengthened. Citizenship needs to be strengthened. And that's why this conference can't be one involving just the institutions with a vision for the institutions. It has to be a conference owned by European citizens about what they want and what they desire for the future of our union. It has to be a conference. It has to be a conference on political issues that are of genuine concern to Europeans, apart from the problems of the present, health, the years of public indebtedness. Eurobarometer gives a very clear picture of the issues that most concern young citizens and which we have to provide answers for. Economic issues and unemployment in particular, climate change, migration, terrorism. We have a strategic agenda for the future, and that brings the European institutions together for a common future. Europe protecting its citizens' freedoms better, with a dynamic, just, green social basis, putting European values on the world stage. But what we need is for Europeans to embrace these goals and to feel ownership for them, because at the end of the day, they will be the final beneficiaries. And that is why this conference is so important, because it will enable us to bring Europeans into a public area. It's important for Europeans to have an area where they can discuss their fears, their expectations with their representatives, because public policies have to provide tangible responses to the everyday needs of citizens. If no citizen is to be felt is to feel they have been left behind. We mustn't lose any more time. It's time to deliver. It's time to start building our future together. Thank you.
Fl-aħħar u mhux tinqas, se nisimgħu d-diskorsi li kellha tagħmel li għamlet il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen fid-dawl ta' dan l-avveniment importanti għall-Unjoni Ewropea.
Dear President, dear Prime Minister, honorable members, we all have our own dreams when we think about the future of Europe. For me, this would be a Europe that is leading the world in its green and digital transitions. A Europe that embraces the full creativity and diversity of all of its citizens and leaves no one behind. A Europe that is able to fight recurrent pandemics and protects its citizens. A Europe whose democracies are resilient against fake news and the distorting effects of social media. A Europe that is a strong voice for freedom and reason in a world where autocrats challenge our way of life. This and much more is my dream of Europe, one out of 450 million dreams. Today we want to hear about the Europe our citizens are dreaming of. We want people to take the lead on issues that matter to them and affect their everyday lives. Today we signed our joint declaration on the Conference on the Future of Europe. Some may ask, why now, in the middle of a pandemic, a crisis? My answer is, it is exactly in time of crisis when we see where Europe works for people and where we have to get better. The last months have shown that Europe can achieve if it has the competences and the necessary means to act. Take Next Generation EU and our European budget, 1.8 trillion euros to build forward better. An unprecedented investment to come out of this crisis together, more sustainable, more digital, more fair, and more resilient, stronger than ever. But during this pandemic, we have also seen difficulties. When Europe's competences are weak, only gradually did solidarity and support overcome closed borders. It took too much of time till there was a consensus. How to better prepare for the next round in the fight against the virus and its future variants. Till everyone understood that going it alone is not an option. Let me be very clear. This conference on the future of Europe is not just another conference for what some call the Brussels bubble. This conference has to go beyond Brussels, has to go beyond national capitals, because for this conference to succeed, we want to reach what some call the silent majority. We want to hear from European citizens in their full diversity, from young and old, city dwellers and rural residents, from Erasmus students to those who took to the streets in the Pulse of Europe demonstrations, as well as from those who have their doubts if creating an ever closer union is the right road to take. We want to hear from all, because it is as true today as it has been in the days of Robert Schuman, one of our founding fathers. When it comes to the future of Europe, no effort is too much. No dream is too bold. Thank you.
E tamo reseptu dan il-fiċer pjuttost dettaljat, pjuttost estensiv, interessanti, jemek wasalnilkom aspetti importanti dwar il-futur tal-Europa, illi jgħat jiġi issa anka varat proċess bat ta' inizjattivi, illi ser ikollu wkoll anka il-parteċipazzjoni attiva ta' ċittadini Ewropej f'numru ta' fora partikolari li ser jitwafu. Jiena ġas minn Saliba Fadal Xeħ, li f'ningrazzjakom tal-attenzjoni u għagħalkom il-komplement tal-jum it-tajjeb. Saħħa.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba. Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bi xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.